In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters, we have before the tomb proclaimed the resurrection. Of course, we know the resurrection story. We just read it in the Gospel. We read it in the Gospel every Sunday during the Matin service. It is referred to in the Epistles and Gospels, but it is also referred to in the Old Testament. And the power of the resurrection is very well attested to in some of the readings we heard today before we heard the Gospel. This reading from 4 Kings about Eliseus and the Shunammite woman and the child who died. Truly, this shows the power of the resurrection, because this woman was without a child, without a son, and so out of kindness, Eliseus prayed to the Lord that she would have a son, and she did. And then when the boy was probably about 10 years old, he went out in the field with his father as is usual, but his head started to ache and he was dead within a few hours. And what did the woman do? This is very descriptive. This is very important. She took the boy, took him up to the bed that the holy man had been sleeping in when he would come to visit them. And then she didn't say anything to anybody except just the particulars of get a young man and saddle something up so that I can go see the prophet. But she didn't say why. She was asked why. She said peace. She wouldn't tell anybody. That's because there was this deep need in her heart that only God could help. It was no use to tell anybody else, because only God could help her. It was a need that was deep in her soul, just like we have deep needs in our souls. We have a need for holiness. We were born for holiness. But we can't have it without Christ. So Christ came and showed us the way to holiness and made us capable of this way. And then he broke the bonds of death, the bonds of the sin that entangles us. He made it such that we would have life. And this is something that we can speak about but never say enough, or never say the essence of what it really means. Because it's just like the Shunammite woman. She couldn't express her need to anybody but the prophet. And of course, in expressing it to the prophet, she was expressing it to God. So we have need. We have a deep need. And we can only express this need to God. And only God can help us with this need. And the resurrection fulfills all needs. Everything that we need. Everything that is lacking in us is made complete by the resurrection. Another example from the Old Testament is when Abraham was told to sacrifice his son. I'm sure he believed that God would provide some way, because he had said that his seed would be multiplied. And yet he was telling him to sacrifice his son. And his son was going up the mountain with him, and he had the wood, and he had the fire, and he had the knife. And the son says, where's the sheep to be sacrificed? And what did he say? Something similar to what the Shunammite woman said. He didn't say peace. He said, God will provide a sheep, my son. God will provide. God provides what we cannot even express in our hearts. We can only feel it in our hearts. That's what the resurrection does. It provides what we need, what not even what we can express, but what our deep need is. That is why these readings are present. And you can find it in the other readings as well. Perhaps the best one is the one that we read last night at the end of the service in Ezekiel, when he was told to prophesy, Son of Man, by the way he was called, right? And the Lord called himself Son of Man too. So there's a lot of typology in this reading. But what's really important is he was told to prophesy over dead, dry bones, scattered in a plain, dismembered. And he did. And the bones came together. And sinews came upon them. And flesh. And then he was told to prophesy again so that the Spirit would fill them. This is the resurrection. Those bones are us. We have no idea how to put ourselves together. Not a clue. And if we think we do, we're fools. But God knows how to put together the dry bones and to grow sinews upon them and flesh upon them and to fill them with His Spirit so that we would be fully alive, no longer to die. He knows how to do that. This is what the resurrection is. Is perfection for us. Let us rejoice that the Lord has done these things for us. And cultivate in yourselves, brothers and sisters, this yearning in your heart for things that you can't even express in language, but that you can only express in your yearnings to God. Of course, to do that, you have to pray. You have to fast. You have to do all the things that help you so that you're not distracted. This Sunamite woman, she had no distractions. All she wanted to do was get to the prophets because her son was dead. And she knew he could help in some way. All we need to do is get to God. Because there's pieces of us that are, I wouldn't say dead because we have the Spirit abiding in us. But we act like we're dead. That's almost like being dead. And there are things that need to change in us. Only God can change them. And He will. But we must have this deep desire for change, as the Sunamite woman did. We must have this deep faith that God will provide, as Abraham did. So God help us to have this desire cultivated in us. It's nothing that you can just create out of nothing. It's not something you can create by reading the Scriptures, or by attending the services only, or by fasting. It comes from this deep desire within you for perfection. And knowing that the only place where perfection is possible is to be in Christ. So now we are before the tomb right now. It is Holy Saturday, and the Lord is still resting in the tomb. That is, His body is, but His soul has already gone down to hell and already preached to the spirits there and shown them the way of life and already broken the bars of death. So let us appropriate this for ourselves. May God help you to yearn for perfection. Amen.